How little we know, how much to discover.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Same Time Next Year opens at the Brown County Playhouse on September 26th and continues on weekends through October at the Playhouse in Nashville. The production is directed by Jonathan Michelson, and it stars our guest, Aria Sarah Locker, playing the role of Doris. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, in this play, there's just two of you. There's you and Bill Simmons, and a man and a woman meet by chance, or perhaps by design, at a romantic inn over dinner, and then proceed to continue to meet. And it goes over 25 years.
That's correct.
As an actor, a woman with a variety of experiences in the theater, from acting, clowning, working in improv, tell us a little bit about what it means to take a woman and take her for 25 years.
Well, it's a lovely challenge, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. You take this huge journey to tell this story over 25 years, and if you think about how much we grow as human beings over that span of time and the changes that we go through and the cycles that we go through, it's just a tremendous challenge, and there's tremendous freedom in it because you get to play a great range, which is one of the things that I like to think as an actor I've worked very hard to cultivate for myself, is to be able to do a variety of different things. And it's just a wonderful story, and I love to tell beautiful stories. And Bernard Slade has written a wonderful play where he takes these characters on these incredible journeys, and they meet in about 5-year increments, and it's amazing to see how vastly different they can be.
Can you be a little bit more specific about the perhaps a thumbnail of a few of your characters as you transport yourself at 5-year intervals? You begin as a rather young woman.
Yeah, it starts in 1951, and Doris is very she's just very much the typical 1950s housewife. She's at home with 3 little kids. She didn't finish high school because she got pregnant when she was 18, and, you know, she's just trying to be a good wife. But she recognizes that there's something missing, and she has these days where she just doesn't know what that is. And then she suddenly begins to realize what she is missing and how she might be able to go after it. And then it takes her through this journey. You know, we go through the 60s where, you know, George and Doris are both affected by sort of the hippie movement and what's going on. And then there's a war that they have to deal with, which changes the political climate of the country, changes both their attitudes and outlooks. And Doris eventually gets her diploma, graduates high school, and then goes to college in Berkeley in the 70s. So she becomes radically different than she was when she started out and goes through this huge mental shift and becomes a very well-educated woman and very, very liberal. So it runs the gamut, and then eventually she sort of settles in a little bit later.
Now, you and the man, each of you relatively happily married, each of you with 3 children, and at the same time, this rendezvous comes to be really a very, very important part of your marriages.
Yeah, it's a really interesting play. I first saw the movie version when I was probably 7 or 8 years old and loved it. And it was the first of many non-traditional love stories that I've come to love as a performer and as an audience member. The plays like Driving Miss Daisy or movies like Shawshank Redemption, which are about two people who come together in this very non-traditional sort of love story, and sometimes it's not even romantic, but just circumstance throws people together and they find love in the most unusual places. And I think this is one of those stories. They're both happily married to other people and sort of fall into this relationship that becomes one of the most rewarding and enriching relationships of both their lives.
We've been talking with Aria Sarah Locker, who plays Doris in Same Time Next Year opposite Bill Simmons, who plays George, in a production directed by Jonathan Michelson at the Brown County Playhouse. It opens on September 25th and then plays the weekends through October. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
How little we understand what touches off that tingle.